Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Thank you for coming to my channel. This is about tyrants against the International Criminal Court. So the International Criminal Court was established partly on the suggestion of the United States in the late 90s, and there was the Rome Statute that established it. It's a United Nations organization. Now, some countries haven't signed the Rome Statute, others have signed it but not ratified it. The United States is in that last category. But the United States is very happy with international tribunals for other nations, for Germany, for Japan, for Rwanda, for the former Yugoslavia, and so on, just not for itself. And likewise, Russia, China, Israel, Pakistan, India, many countries are have not signed or ratified the statute. But it's particularly tyrannies like Russia, China, and North Korea are very hostile to it. The International Criminal Court, which has issued an arrest warrant for Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin over the kidnapping of over 20,000 Ukrainian children. And they went with that, despite there being even graver crimes he's committed, mass murder mainly. They went for that one because it's an open and shut case, because the Russian government, of which he's the head, announced they did it. And they showed images on the news of the children being loaded onto buses, children with good living parents, and they've been taken off of them forcibly or by trickery and taken into Russia across the international border. That's a war crime in itself. Given false names, false dates of birth, false places of birth, and to try and break the links, the parents can't find them, so the children don't forget who they are themselves, to brainwash them. But anyway, the hostility of the United States government to the ICC is also very troubling. And that's why on the 13th instant, the United States Secretary of State Mark Rubio, that's foreign minister in most countries, he said that the US government sought to dismantle the International Criminal Court brick by brick and so on. Wow. So that is very worrying. So Secretary of State Rubio is extremely hostile to the ICC because it tries to uphold international law, international humanitarian law, and so on, say that the law is the same for all nations. You can't say, because this is my ally, they can commit these crimes and get away with it. There's got to be equality before law. All right. So because it said things that about the Israeli government, because of what they're doing in Gaza, that is not that the US government doesn't like, that somehow they have to attack this court, describing as hostile or something like extremist. It's not like hostile to uphold international law. These are often laws that the United States has signed and ratified as part of treaties and so forth. Wow. So the United States didn't become part of the Rome Statute in the end. President George W. Bush was in charge when that happened, when they formed the United Nations, so they're not going to do it. So that's where the United States Congress passed the Hague Invasion Act back then, because the International Court is at Den Haag in the Netherlands and so forth. Okay, so to stop that any US military personnel being detained on behalf of the court. Now, the ICC is only going to intervene when another country refuses to take action against its citizens, when there is a prima facie case that the person has committed these crimes. So sanctions imposed on ICC officials. We know that there's to be judicial neutrality, that politicians mustn't be bullying or intimidating or seeking to pressurize judges. And the ICC has investigated the actions of the US military in Afghanistan. And there's some evidence that some of them have committed war crimes. Remember, the US military was there for 20 years and hundreds of thousands of individuals passed through. And there were hundreds of thousands there at even one time. So maybe even a couple of million pass through at some point. And obviously there are bad people in every country. And therefore, a few bad people get into the military too and may have committed these crimes. I don't know. So far as I know, no one's been convicted, but there is at least some evidence. So yeah, that's why they're sanctioning these people, the United States government. So they're attempting to criminalize people for upholding the law, for asserting the rights of victims. So it's quite staggering, sickening, and very worrying that Americans could be jailed for providing funds or services or goods to any of the people sanctioned. That's face up to 20 years in prison for doing that. And that's that impacts banks, technology companies, journalists, academics, lawyers, non-governmental organizations, and so on. So here we see that the US is a sort of a virtual war against a court that's doing something as humane as trying to bring people to account. And this is not company that the US government wished to keep, the company of the Russian Federation. We know that the countless atrocities Russia has committed against Ukraine, the Bucha massacre being perhaps the most notorious. There was a systemic rape of Ukrainian women early in the war, as well as the largest scale kidnapping of children since 1945. And so it goes on. So this is very worrying. Wow. Anyway, the ICC, they looked into what happened to President Maduro of Venezuela and decided they're not going to investigate further, and so on. And the ICC, they also investigate crimes committed by the Taliban, the Islamic State, and so forth. They do this without fear, without favor. It was a mighty government, it was a puny government, whatever organization, they will investigate. And they expect to be blackguard and so on. So fiat justitia ruat coelum. Anyway, wow, this is all very worrying. And then when there was a speech by the French ambassador to the United Nations recently, the US delegation, the United Nations, walked out and so on. Now, Lindsey Graham, who just died, Senator Graham, he applauded when the ICC issued a warrants for President Putin, and indeed that Mrs. Lvov, who was the Children's Rights Commissioner in Russia, as in the woman who kidnapped all these children. But then he was horrified when the ICC issued an arrest warrant for the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu. And then he said, the court is for Africa and thugs like Putin. It's not for democracies like Israel and the United States of America. Close quotation. But whether a government is democratic or not, that doesn't mean they can commit these crimes and get away with it. It might be a dictatorship, it's a benign one, and doesn't commit these crimes. Oh, wait a second, it's for Africa? Oh, so it's not for white majority countries? You see how flagrantly racist that is. Even if a country is a democratically elected government, that doesn't prove that its military doesn't commit crimes against humanity. I mean, I know no military is perfect, but some militaries, on the hand, are worse than others. There's this command responsibility to hold soldiers to account, that obviously they're allowed to kill their enemies in combat. Inevitably, a few civilians are going to get killed as well. You've got to try and minimize that. But it's when they're not minimizing it and they're deliberately increasing it, targeting civilians on purpose, is when they're torturing prisoners of war, are abusing them in other ways. Obviously, international law, well, international, the law of war is very detailed about what is allowed, what's not allowed, where allowances can be made. So these things, they're all very well evidenced. And it's quite clear when the legal standard has been breached. And so forth. So the ICC is actually acting well, is actually standing up to intimidation and so forth. So it's very worrying that the US is trying to bring down the system because non-selectivity is really the basis for justice. We can't be saying if you're powerful, you can commit crimes and get away with it, but if you're weak, you can't. Or if it's my friends committed these crimes, well, we've got to let them off because they're my friends. If they're my enemies, well, we're going to hammer them. No. And so Karim Khan has finally stood down, though these allegations of sexual misconduct against him, unproven. I don't know whether it's true or whether it's false. And then those are saying the whole thing was orchestrated to smirch him, to bring him, to besmirch him, to bring him down. I'm not sure myself. What do you think? Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Did it on PayPal, georgecallan7 at gmail.com. Goodbye.